it. Hang on here.
Hey, Chris?
Yes.
Hey, Chris. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Oh, not too bad. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. My representative, Tara, asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing. She's requested a discounted pricing structure for you, so I'm just trying to apply that now. But did you have any questions about the listing
sure.
on Google or how the placement works?
Yeah, is that how you end up on Google Maps, or
yeah.
is that something else? Because I'm paying for some kind of subscription now that comes out of my bank account once a month, and I don't know what it's for. It's supposedly a domain name.
For your website.
But it's called G Suite.
Oh. Yeah, that's
it's
connected to your email. G Suite is like Google Workspace. It's just a collection of like cloud computing tools. It's software, kind of
yeah.
like Gmail, your contacts, calendar, Google Meet. They have like the chat messenger for communications. You could also do like custom business emails as well. Like chris@ckelectric.com.
I don't use any of that.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really need that.
I use my regular Gmail account for emailing. And
yeah, that's perfect.
That's really about it.
Yeah, you usually only need G Suite if you want to do like a tracking phone number, or if you have like a multiple employees that are going to be emailing people or communicating that way via email. In regards to like your company, like if they actually work for you and they're reaching out on behalf of your company, then you're going to want a G Suite, because then it comes across as like whatever the employee's name is at ckelectric.com. And then you as the admin would have access to all of those emails. If you were to like lay them off, you still don't lose the client base that they established. But,
oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it has nothing to do with my website.
No. So the domain, if they say you purchase a domain name, you could purchase a domain name for your business through G Suite, but that's for your website. And then even when you have the domain, you have to actually like do graphic design and build the site, make it look how you want it to look. And then you need a host usually too. And there's a hosting charge just to keep that website up and running each month.
Yeah, because that's I pay for that all through Squarespace.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know Squarespace also offers this.
So it, there was,
like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was some kind of thing where as I was setting up my website, it had to be Squarespace instead of Google for some reason.
That's odd.
And
yeah, maybe
I don't know if I'm, and I am no, I am like by no means an expert on any of this. I am
okay. That's why we're here.
You know,
that's
feeling my way through this. And
yeah. No, I got you. So the main reason we reached out to you today, Chris, is because we have availability for an electrician in your area. I don't know if you're near a computer at all, but if you look up electrician, Belton, there's a map that'll pop up, and then there's three guys that'll show up next to it as the top recommended options for your area. And that's where we're talking about listing you. You'll be one of those top recommended guys. So even if you have a website,
okay.
you have a Google business profile, and you did everything necessary, if you got a million reviews, you know, you're not actually going to appear on that first page as a top option unless there's a spot open in your area and you actually get contacted by a Google partner. It's a paid advertisement.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So the reason you want to be there, though,
that would be like
the
sponsored listings. Is that what you're saying, or is
that one's
else?
Google Ads. We do that here also because we're partnered with Google, but that's not what we're offering you. We're offering you a Google Places placement. Those are the guys that show up next to the map there. It doesn't say sponsored. The difference is the guys in the sponsored section are doing pay-per-click, and then the ones that say Google Guarantee are doing pay-per-lead. The Google Places guys next to the map here where we're talking about listing you don't have to pay-per-click or call or lead. It's just one flat monthly rate.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah, because I just signed up for Angie's List like a week ago, and I got to pay per lead, you know, whether I get the job or not.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not ideal, especially if you're just getting started. You're going to wind up spending money unnecessarily on lead fees that didn't turn into jobs.
Exactly.
Yeah. So with this, you wouldn't have that problem. People would be able to just pull out their phone, look up electrician. They'll see your name, address, phone number, link to your reviews, link to the website we build for you. They could just click on it and call you from there as a live call. And then there's no, like, lead fees or any additional charges for that. That's all a part of your monthly service.
So it would include a website as well?
Correct, yes. We would help you build your website. You'd get a custom website design, actually. So we'll build it exactly to your specifications, help you generate some photos, or we have some photos that we have copyright agreements with Google on to use. They're kind of like stock photos. And then we could also help you develop a logo for the business if you don't have one, just to establish your long-term branding effects.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But the website's definitely something we want to include. You know, if you look at the guys that are up there now, all your competitors for this area have a website. So we don't want you to be missing anything. It's already going to be hard enough that you're starting from scratch.
Yeah, and that's I'm looking at the map now.
Yeah, you see those three guys there?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep. Those are the Google Places guys. So if you're on a mobile device, you'll see like a little phone icon. And if you tap that, it calls them directly live. On this same search results page, you could probably see Home Advisor by Angie's. It'll probably say Home Advisor or Angie's 10 best electricians in the area. And so,
Right. It does.
Yeah. So what's happening with the leads that you get from that platform is if you click on that, they'll ask you to kind of fill out this form. Or if you call in, you'll get an automated answering service. And they'll kind of like pre-screen you, and then they'll sell that information to like four or five guys on the list. So the leads aren't exclusive to you, and then they're still charging you the lead fee whether you get the job or not. There's been scenarios where the business owner or the homeowner just changes their mind, and you still pay the lead fee. And
right.
Yeah. So it's there's times where, you know, even if it's going to four people and one person gets it, 75% of guys are just paying a lead fee for nothing. And then there's times where the homeowner or business owner backs out, and, you know, then you're all paying a lead fee for nothing, you know. So not ideal.
Right.
The reason these ones are so highly sought after is because 90% of searches done on the internet in general don't go past the first page. And we're putting you in a position here where the customer could just call you live and you don't have those lead fees. And, you know, even if you get 100 calls, your bill's the same. You know, if you get 100 leads off of Home Advisor by Angie's, you know, imagine what your bill would look like that month.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's adding up quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's things that I'm not qualified to do because I'm not licensed.
Oh, okay. So yeah, see, that's another headache right there.
That too. That's kind of a problem.
Yeah,
100%. So I'm not sure how far I want to go with that until I get my license.
Yeah, well, Google will allow you to proceed at your own risk. We still would recommend that you should pursue that, though, pursue getting the license. But the major benefit to you in the conversation today is that we have the spot open. You know, it might only take you a month to get your license, but the last time we had a position available for first page placement for electricians in this area was 11 months ago. And it could be another year, 2 years, you know, realistically, depending on who we sign up today before we could revisit the conversation about listing you in the top recommended section here in the Google Places category. So it's better to get that spot and work on the license than to get the license and come back later wanting the spot and it's not available. That's a whole nother headache.
Right.
Yeah. This is the horse that'll pull the carriage, so to speak, with the customers that it's bringing in for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we are a full-service digital branding company. Like, even though we're partnered with Google, we don't just help you with the Google listing and the .com website. there are other search engines and directories that have pre-existing relationships with Google that will actually will use them in order to help you generate more jobs too. Things like Bing. Bing's top five is pulled from the Google top three guys next to the map there. Same thing with Amazon Alexa voice search results. You get those Google Places guys there that you're seeing. And then same thing with Apple and Safari. They all default to the Google search results page. So pretty much any search engine that they use, when you have the first page placement on Google, you're going to end up as a top recommended option for the search results page in their area or in your area. Also, we would do some social media stuff for you. Like we'd build your Facebook business profile. We're also a Meta partner and have a pre-existing relationship with Meta. And so you get Facebook ads too. So it's a Facebook business profile and Facebook ads that you'd have there. You get remarketed to people who have looked up your services in the past. You'll like pop up to them. Also, anybody doing an active search for one of the services you provide will be able to see you on Facebook as well. And then there's some popular directories, things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, just to name a few, that you'll be submitted to as well. And so our goal really each month is to try to generate as many leads and job opportunities for your business as possible. That way you don't have a problem continuing to be on that first page and using our services.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, okay. If you spend a dollar, you make $10 back, you're not going to have a problem spending that dollar again each month. You know, there's very few things in life that'll generate the return on investment that being on the first page of Google does for the business owners that are there. It's actually the most profitable way to market and advertise for the last 17 years.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see that. Could see that being beneficial.
Oh yeah.
The only thing that
what everyone needs.
I mean, the intimidating thing about it is that I'm not licensed and I've already lost jobs on Angie's List that I have to go back and tell them to refund me because they basically shouldn't have sent the lead out if I wasn't able to do the work. And the, you know, the guy on the phone selling me whatever was assuring me that that would not be a problem and therefore I went with it. So I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but if I get a bunch of calls about not being licensed, then that's not helping me any.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't know if I'm personally ready to be on page one of Google.
Yeah. I mean,
but
nobody knows. It's kind of one of those things.
That either.
Yeah, I mean, it's like to be saying, I don't know if I'm ready to be a father. You know, I'm already a father. I don't know if I'm ready to be a business owner. I'm already a business owner, you know.
That's true.
You never know
Very
when you're
true.
Ready. You just kind of get on the bike and figure it out as you go. But it's a good problem to have.
Right.
Having too many job opportunities at this point when your business is, like I said, you haven't even got the license yet and you're just taking off, that's an ideal situation. You want to have more than enough job opportunities, even to the point where you can cherry pick through them, versus the counter side of that, where you're unlicensed and you don't have the job opportunities coming in, or you are licensed and you don't have the job opportunities coming in because you don't have the placement. So it's a good problem to have people contacting you with work as a business owner, especially if this is your main source of income for you.
Yeah, oh, it's definitely my life, more or less. It's either
you also want to think long-term.
Trying to get work or doing the work.
Yeah, there's a lot of benefits to doing this, even if you were to leave our services later. Not recommending you do that or not saying that you will do that. You know, most business owners don't cancel on profit. I think you'll love it and you'll keep it as a long-term solution. But worst-case scenario, if you were to discontinue it at some point, you know, you still have a Google business profile and reviews and a website and all these things that add a lot of credibility that you don't currently have. And so when you have all those credibility factors, and then even if you are unlicensed, when you have reviews and you're top recommended and you've gone through Google verification, kind of makes up for it, you know?
Right.
Yeah. A track record is kind of hard to beat. I'm not licensed, but you know, here's 100 people that I've helped.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You know, so.
And typically it's not a problem. It's just, you know, when I have to go pull a permit and mm-hmm. I can't, you know, that kind of thing. But
it's a unique situation.
But that kind of keeps me.
If you're getting a live call and you're not paying a fee for it, you could kind of, you know, throw that out there or discuss that with them before you're actually, like, wasting your money or your time on it. You know, with HomeAdvisor by Angie's, you pay that lead fee whether you get it or not. So it's like, you kind of want to make it work. And then if it doesn't work, you know, or they're not okay with it or you have to pull a permit in that situation, then you kind of get the short end of the stick. And I don't think anybody can afford to just keep have that happening, especially when their business is new.
Sure. Yeah. Because that's, you know, like you said, it does add up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. And then well, I didn't even discuss the...
What's
oh, yeah.
the bottom line then?
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. In light of everything, you know, normally we charge $499 for this Platinum Package Bundle. If you want to come on board with us today, I could get you the Platinum Package Bundle for $249. So it would be a 50% price reduction as part of what's called a new in business credit that we provide for business owners that are less than 5 years in business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the $249 pricing structure, it's month to month. You're not buying into anything long term. So we're just going 30 days at a time with you. There will be a tracking system. So we'll be able to show you the specific clients that are coming from the first page placement on Google, as well as the other services that we provide for you. And then that pricing structure that I'm giving you, you'd be locked in. So if you want to continue to use it as your long term marketing solution for your business, which I think you will, you'll actually keep that same pricing structure. It'll stay $249. It won't go back up on you later.
Okay. And so there's no, like, limit to that amount? Or, I mean, no cutoff or anything?
No. Yeah, I mean, your rate is just a flat rate monthly, one-time payment each month. So, you know, if you get 100 leads from Google, Bing, Facebook, Amazon Alexa, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, any of the things that we create for you, your bill is the same. It's not going to go up or change based on that. And then the website is also included too. So we'll actually buy your domain, do the graphic design. All these products and features, I mean, obviously you could tell why it's normally $499 each month, you know. At $249, if you were to hypothetically just try it for a month and then leave our services, we would actually lose money at this rate. But I think that should kind of tell you how confident I am, though, that you'll continue to use the service long term and it'll eventually make sense for us to do something like this.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The kind of work you do, it's really easy to show you good return on investment. Usually like one or two service calls and you've already are in the green, as they say.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're talking... So the website I have now, I basically wouldn't need.
We could use it. If you've already paid for that domain.
Because I would have.
We could absolutely use that domain if you already paid for it. Mm-hmm. And if you like it. Like if
you're
already
I've paid.
KElectric.com, then you definitely want that.
Yeah, it's actually CKElectric.co, like company, I guess.
Yeah, if you like that.
.com wasn't available.
Mm. Makes sense. Yeah, sometimes the domains aren't always available.
It runs through Squarespace.
Hmm. Okay, give me one
so
second. Just want to confirm that we'll be able to use that. I forgot. I thought at the beginning of the call we said it was through G Suite, like a Google one, and then I forgot you told me that you went through Squarespace. So I just have to confirm that we'll be able to use that that domain name. If not, the workaround would just be that we'd get you a new domain name. We wouldn't charge you anything extra for that. But if you already have that ckelectric.co, rather than run the risk of another domain that you might want not being available, and then having to work around that, I want to just see if we could if we could actually use this Squarespace domain here.
Okay.
Give me just a moment. Messaging my guy here on the back end. And you said you plan on getting the license, though? Or you think you just want to operate without it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been planning on it for 3 years and just haven't done it yet. I've got all the hours and, you know, things like that, but I got to get all that assembled and, you know, prepare for the test and everything. I don't have any formal schooling or anything like that. It's just all been on the job.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've been doing this off and on for, you know, 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Almost. You know what you're doing.
Yeah, the work part of it is actually the easy part. It's been the marketing and the leads and the bidding and everything that goes with running a business that I'm, you know, new at. It's been, you know, has its challenges for sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it says here, if you've completed 8,000 hours of full-time electrical work experience over 5 years, or 500 to 1,000 hours of classroom-based training, you can go ahead and apply for the licensing. Also, if you've completed 12,000 hours of electrical trade work experience under the supervision of a licensed electrical contractor, you could also apply for the licensing. So it's shouldn't be difficult. You apply at the office for statewide electrical contractors. It's a $200 application fee. You take a test, and then you'll hold a license for, you know, it's basically 6 to 8 years. You know, you just have to renew it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they send you a notification like 90 days before. So, I mean, it sounds to me like you already have those things. I think you just need to go down to the statewide electrical contractor's office and, you know, $200 fee and take the test.
Okay.
It shouldn't be hard. You want me to send you the link? I mean, this is kind of off topic, but I could send you the link.
Yeah, actually, that would be fine because kind of a thing I haven't even really delved into too much without, you know, I mean, I know, you know, the requirements and things like that, but as far as getting everything from A to B and being able to take the test and to have everything be,
yeah,
you know,
just
above board.
It all together. I mean, if somebody were if I were to go out there and kind of just walk you through step by step what it's telling you online, though, it's a lot easier for you to attain than I think you might be making it out to be. Especially if you already have as much experience.
Yeah, and I have a habit of doing that. If I don't know exactly what I'm getting into, it becomes a big snowball of anxiety, and then I just go to work.
I understand
so
that, yeah.
It just, all of that takes kind of a back burner when it shouldn't. You know, that should be thing number one, but...
Yeah. That happened to me too, Chris.
Yeah, I appreciate a link, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'm sending it over to you now, but... before I got my Google certification, I was already working here for about 2 years, and it was just kind of the fear of, like, trying to get the certification or taking the test and failing it, or then also, like, I have to take days off of work to do it, you know, and so I'm missing out on money in the meantime, and there's all these different things, but when it came down to it was very quick, painless process. I just was overthinking, like, I kind of had this anxiety about it. Kind of built up and all these worst case scenarios made up in my head that just weren't actually the case. So that's normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's normal. You know, as a dad, I'm kind of learning how to identify those things and then, make sure my kids just, or the business owners I work with.
Right.
I don't know how to explain it. Just be brave.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, no, I understand. You just got to kind of get out there and do it, but yeah.
Yeah. So Caesar said, and he's my guy here on the back end that I was messaging. He said we actually won't know if we'll be able to use your domain name until we get inside of it. So they gave you like a username and password when you got that domain name. We'd have to actually go in there And then see if they'll allow us to use the Google provided formats for the site, just to make sure that it's compatible with this type of marketing. But he also told me that if we can't use it, we will provide you with a domain name and some options for that domain name. You can hand select it yourself at no additional charge.
Okay. So at worst, I can't use the website that I have now. I mean, and
that'd be worst case scenario, but exactly. Either way, it's not going to cost you anything. And as long as you don't have it already on like a bunch of business cards or like a decal or vinyl on the side of a vehicle or something like that, then you're really not going to feel any kind of negative effect from getting a new domain anyway.
Fortunately for all involved at this point, my procrastination knows no bounds. I have no business cards. I have, everything is, you know.
Yeah. But that's fine. And no more procrastinating. So, you have a team behind you making sure things are moving in the right direction. And if you're not getting paid, we're not getting paid. So
yeah,
it's kind of nice to have some people that will hold you accountable.
Well, I'm more looking at ways of justifying the monthly cost where if I wouldn't need the Squarespace website anymore, then I could just let that go.
Right.
And that would save me, you know, X amount. And then the Google G Suite, it doesn't sound like I need that because it's just me.
And you won't need Home Advisor by Angie
any of those apps or anything.
Right. And then Home Advisor by Angie's. And then, you know, obviously with the clients that this is bringing in, it'll pay for itself. Like none of these business owners are taking money out of their pocket every month to pay for their Google advertising. It's more than paying for itself, you know, not to mention the other platforms that we'll be utilizing to get those leads and job opportunities for you.
Okay.
Don't look at it like a bill. No, you're not going to make it to month 3 or month 4 unless you're seeing good numbers.
Okay.
So if I could approve that pricing structure for you at $249 month to month, is that something you could see a value in doing for CK Electric?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, might as well give it a whirl.
Yeah, you'll love it. I mean, you didn't start a business to not start a business, right? So let's let them know you're here.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. Is Chris short for Christopher or Christian?
Christopher.
Christopher. Okay. And then what's your last name?
Kelly. K-E-L-L-Y.
Okay. I knew the K was coming because it's CK Electric. And then on the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for us and your clients to reach you. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, that's okay. My only phone number.
Perfect. So 816-838-5860?
Yes.
Okay. And obviously through G Suite, if you ever did want to add another number without having to go to the phone store and get a whole different line, you could put a business line up there and it kind of operates like a tracking number. And then when they call you, it'll come through your caller ID as a business call if they're calling that number. So it'll go through to your same phone. It'll just display a different number and then it'll have a caller ID system that'll help you kind of differentiate a business call from a personal call there on your cell phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's an option. They'll present it to you during the client interview, so you have time to kind of think it over if you want to go that route. But I was just throwing that out there rather than you go and say, hey, I need to go get another business line or something. Separate the two. We have
ways
of doing that without you having to pay for a whole other line.
Then
what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing?
Chris.Kelly.
Okay.
838 at gmail.com.
Okay. All right. And the business name is just going to appear online as CK Electric. You're not an LLC or anything, obviously, right?
No, I am an LLC.
Oh, you are. Okay, perfect.
And I'd like it. I'd like it to obviously say LLC.
Yeah, it's one of those credibility factors. I would definitely recommend.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only thing I'm really lacking is the license. I'm fully insured. And
did you get the text
operating as an LLC? So
for the.
I did.
Awesome.
I just haven't looked at it yet.
Yeah, so there's a little section there. It'll say
application. Yeah, I did. I appreciate
that. Yeah, that should put you on the right track. You just go to the application forms and then, you know, fill out the application, and it looks like they'll contact you and kind of walk you through the process there, too. So you just got to let them know you're looking to do it.
Okay.
They'll follow up with you from there. Their job is to make sure you go through it anyway, because that's how they're going to collect that $200 anyway. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's all
how it works, huh?
You know, the fall of the money trail series.
Exactly. Yeah. There's $200, they say, there for each application. So they'll definitely reach out to you if you just submit the form, and they'll walk you through it.
Okay.
Yep. And then this 7812 Lonnie Court, is that the proper business street address for you?
Yes.
Okay.
My house, but I mean,
I could hide it.
I don't have a shop or anything like that, so
no problem. Yeah, I could hide it for you. Google's gonna send a postcard there in the mail, though. So we do need the. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of that pin. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. But once I hide the address, it'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions, and it'll put the pin out into the nearest cross street. So that way, they won't know exactly where you are, right?
Okay.
Yeah, but it'll still say Belton, Missouri, 64012 on your Google Business profile. So they'll know you're local, but they just won't be able to get to you, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay. And then I'm going to attach your current domain to the Google Business profile for now. We won't really know if we could use that until we get in there and do the client interview, but I do have this ckelectric.co, so I'm just going to hyperlink that. If we find out that we can't use that one or you need a new one, we'll go ahead and move accordingly and get you that new domain.
Okay.
Okay. And then
because that website actually has a lot more than just electricity on or, you know, that trade on it, because I'm pretty well-rounded with a lot of things, but...
Yeah,
I'm trying to focus more on electrical work because that's what's least hard on my body at this point and gets me the most money.
Yeah,
so,
I've retiled
the trade I have the most experience in. So
I retiled the shower in my own house, and I remember my back hurt for like a week. I couldn't play golf.
I know. Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is
some little trades
more...
are rough, boy, and I'm getting up there in age. So. Yep.
That was a lot more brutal than I thought. Okay. But I do see what you're talking about. I have some outdoor spaces, remodeling, some handyman services. Those are things we may be able to highlight for you, too.
Yeah.
From a keyword search standpoint. But mainly we were looking for an electrician. So as long as you check that box,
we
could obviously, you know, if there's availability for other keywords and services in your area, we'd definitely recommend doing that. So that way we can generate as many jobs for you as possible. At the end of the day, that's really our goal. We want to get you making money so, you know, we can get some money, right? There's no other way to put it. Straight and narrow.
Yeah. No, I get it.
So, okay, so I have your account created. How would you like your hours of operation for the business listed online? I'm seeing 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 3 Saturday, Sunday closed.
Yeah, that's what's on my Angie profile. And
right.
I guess my website, I guess.
Yep, it's on your website as well at the bottom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't been too great at updating the website, but
it's very simple. I mean, I'm hoping we can use this domain. Not that the website's bad, but we'll give it a nice makeover. It'll look beautiful by the time we get done with it.
It's pretty basic. I put that together myself, and
don't beat yourself up. I've seen a lot worse.
Isn't on there and things like that.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of
Okay. But It definitely helped getting out there.
You gave me chris.kelly838@gmail.com, and then they have a Chris Kelly at ckelectric.co. I think that might have been through your G Suite or Squarespace. But the one you gave me is the best one for you, right? Chris, are you there? Uh-oh. Hey, Chris? Uh-oh. I don't know if you can hear me, Chris. There you are. Oh, you had cut out for a bit.
Yeah. I think my Bluetooth speaker picked up the phone call, I guess.
Man, I hate when that happens.
Yeah, so I don't know what I was saying. Probably just rambling about the website.
Oh, no worries.
Right.
Okay. So I basically have everything set up and ready to rock. Before we secure any kind of payment, I want to schedule a client interview with you. Usually a client interview is where we're going to go over like the website, the keywords and services you're listed for, and the areas that you want them listed in. So it's really about customizing the campaign and the advertisements. Usually it takes about 30 minutes to knock out the client interview, but we ask for an hour in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. Is there a time later today or tomorrow where we can knock out the client interview?
Yeah, probably tomorrow would work.
Okay. What time do you think would work best for you? We could go any time between 9 and 6.
Any time between 9 and 6. Probably.
Yeah, not 2 and 3, though.
Okay. Probably, let's say, like 11 o'clock.
Does that work? Yeah, that's perfect. We'll actually send you a calendar invitation to the client interview, and then they'll text you 1 hour prior to the appointment. So if anything pops up or changes where you can't make the appointment, you could always let us know, and then I'll reschedule it with you. But let's try to get things rolling as soon as we can.
Okay.
The sooner we get you up there and verified, the sooner we could start making money and bringing in clients for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. And then I'm going to process your first month's payment here. When this clears, you're going to get a outline of the agreement, as well as a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. Also, they're going to send you a Google verification form, and you got to fill that out as best you can. I know you don't have the licensing. I've already let them know that, but just fill it out with what you do have. And then we may need to do a verification over the phone, or we'll just three-way video call you, and we could verify it over the phone with you since you don't have the licensing. They'll still push you through. They just want to do that phone call. Okay. But how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the
$249? A debit card.
Okay. Now, let me ask you something, too. Is this under your name, or does it have a business name on it? Like, is it a business account?
It's got my name and my company name on it.
Okay. And it does say CK Electric LLC.
It's a business checking. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. That was more what I was worried about, because if not, then I'd have to make sure I add it to the invoice so you could still write it off at the beginning of the new year here when you do your taxes. And then what's your, because you could just write it off. You get it back that way. Is the billing address the same as the street address that we're going to send the Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes, it is.
All right. Perfect. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay. It's,
4908-4908-8700-8700-0019-0019-8011-8011. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
01/27.
January of 27, and then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
It's 478.
478. Okay. And then as added protection for you, since I have you on a discounted pricing structure and we've included the website at no additional charge, I'm just going to walk you through the voice verification. It's going to outline that service agreement, and then we're going to send this to you in writing. If I say anything during the client interview that, during the voice verification that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction with your business.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, okay. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
CK Electric LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Chris Kelly, owner. /operator.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay, so it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, Chris. It says, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yeah, so basically what they're saying there is that we don't want you to add anything online that might be like a duplicate submission of what we're already doing for you. So we don't want like two of anything floating around. We also don't want you paying for something that we may already be providing for you. So just to avoid those two scenarios, we ask that before you add anything online, you give us a heads up or kind of like double check that we're not doing that. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
You shouldn't need anything else. If you look at the platinum package that I offered you and everything in your service agreement that you're getting for this, I tried to put you in a position where you don't need anything else. Like I want us to be like a one-stop shop for you. That way you don't have like 100 different phone numbers, 100 different bills floating around. You don't got to sit down and try to figure out your website. It's just all right here under one roof, and our team will be able to help you with it across the board.
That would be great for people like me that really don't. I just don't have the time or energy to.
Most
you fumble through
don't.
Five or six
like,
different.
Everybody's
things,
like
so,
a specialist
yeah.
at what they're great at, you sure. know. But we have guys that are like 80 years old and don't know how to use the computer at all. And as long as you can answer the phone and take care of people, do what you do best, and get good reviews, then you'll be fine. We'll be able to help you with everything else.
Okay.
Yep. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am going to recommend that you try the services for 2 months since we're basically building everything from scratch for you. But it is a month-to-month service, so you're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is November 6th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $249 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I have included a custom website design for you at no additional cost. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the sixth day. It's going to remain in that discounted price of $249 for as long as you're with us. And then it says in the fine print, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before your next bill is due or before the sixth day of the month, so that way we could stop that automatic billing cycle. And then it says, do you
okay.
agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So in just a second here, I just processed the first month's payment. You're going to start receiving some emails and text messages from our company. There's going to be three of them that are going to come through. for each, for your email and for your text. They're the same one. We just send them to both. First one should say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It'll be a link to your service agreement. So it'll actually have a full outline of everything we're doing for you in black and white there. And then you could sign off on that when you get a chance. Hard copy is also sent over to your email with your invoice receipt. And then there's going to be a Google verification form. That's the form I was telling you to fill out as best you can. I know you're missing the licensing. At the bottom, there's a little box on that that you'll check to say that you're okay with us doing the video call with Google to verify you if need be. And then the last one will be login credentials for your tracking system. And we do have an app for your tracking system. They'll send that to you via email with a YouTube video that shows you how to use the tracking system and request reviews from people when you finish jobs. But right now that might sound like a lot of information, right? So, I mean, mainly you just want to sign your subscription terms and fill out the Google verification form. Those are the only two things that you want to really focus on. And then obviously be available for the client interview that we have scheduled for tomorrow between 12 and 1. Or excuse me, 11 and 12.
Between 12 and 1?
Well, actually, yeah, it's 11 to 12 Central Standard Time.
Okay.
That works, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The invitations in your Gmail, they sent it to your Google Calendar to the chris.kelly838@gmail.com.
Okay.
All right. Well, I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up with our Local Splash team here. I'm going to be your account lead, so I'll be touching base with you from time to time just to make sure everything's up and running properly. We also have 24/7 customer service available to you at any time. It's the same phone number. You just hit extension 1 to get a live operator. That way you're not talking to the machine there. And then other than that, I'll let you get back to your workday. Like I said, you want to focus on signing your subscription terms and filling out that Google verification form, and then we will circle back with you tomorrow at 11 o'clock for the client interview and start getting everything rolling, okay?
Okay.
All right,
sounds
Chris.
Good. I'll check it out, and we'll talk to, I don't know if I'll talk to you or whatever, but talk to someone tomorrow.
Usually what it is I'll call you and then I'll introduce you to them and then they'll kind of take over the call from there. But if I'm actively on a call or working on something, then they'll just call you and say, hey, you know, we're calling with Local Splash in regards to your client interview, signed up with it yesterday. And, you know, they'll just kind of walk you through it from there.
Okay.
Okay. And then I sent you the licensing information. Whenever you do work on that, like I said, it's fine. We could list you without it, but it is a credibility factor or a deciding factor for some people that are out there. So whenever you do finalize that, let me know right away so that way we can go ahead and post that online, you know, just give you that extra credibility and give them that extra peace of mind.
Right. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then I will talk to you tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. I'll talk to you then.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.